Today's daf in Masechet Shviyos Yerushalmi, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKedesh, is daf Samar Zayin. Got up to Halacha Zayin. Okay. So now we've been talking about all of the various issues that have to do with Kedusha Shviyos, Schoira, Tvisa of the monetary things, which we discussed yesterday. You'll have to actually pay someone with Peres Shviyos if he's worked for you, on the Achila of the Perishvias, and so on and so forth. It turns out that we've got to worry about another issue. The other issue is, what about Beli'ah? What about if you're going to be mixing ingredients that are actually going to limit the usage of your Shvias, or vice versa? Let's talk about the case where you've got Yerakot of Shvias, and you have Shemen of Truma. Now, both of those things are limited in their edibility, right? In other words, if you're talking about Yerek Shel Shviyas, it's going to be limited by the Zman HaBiur. If you're talking about Shemen Shel Truma, it's going to be limited by the Chashash of Tuma. It's going to be limited by the fact that you need to be a Kohen to eat it. Now, we have a general halacha, remember, about Ein Mevim Kachim LeBeit HaPsul. You don't apply a din where you're going to end up possibly creating a problem in the achila of something that the Torah gave you for achila and achila's mitzvah, such as truma or hekdesh or so on and so forth. So if that is a real consideration, that by, let's say, by treating shlomim that gets mixed now with the chatas, by giving it dinim of a chatas, we're going to be limiting it to the zman of the achila of the chatas, cutting out two extra, onos from the achila. Those are the issues of Mevim Kachal Beit HaPsul or not. We paskin ein Mevim Kachal Beit HaPsul. So because of that, in a case where you cooked a Yerek of Shvias in the oil of Truma, you can't do that. Why? Because if you do, now this is a big machlokas about how to learn this. So let's learn it the way the Rambam learns it currently, and then we'll take a look at the alternatives. The problem is Shelo Yevienu Lidei Psul. Because what's going to happen is that the truma will be bought lidei psul, because when the time comes for the biur, you're going to have to get rid of it. This is the way that the Rosh understands the Mishnah. It's not the way that we'd like to be masbir the Mishnah. The reason that we don't like the pshat is because we understand that biur is not a problem, because all you need to do is to say that I'm mafkir this, and then you go right back and you take it and you're able to eat it. So why is that considered to be mevio lebeit hapsul? So apparently, the shita of those, of the Rosh and the Mefarshim on the Mishnah, learned that way, like the Mishnah Rishena, is that since at the time of the biur, you're going to have to take it out, and it's at that point you're being mafkir even for achilas behema v'chaya, so then that means basically you're going to end up being mamayit nizman of achila. But there's exactly the opposite case. The opposite is if something happens to the truma that the yerek of shvias will absorb, then you're not going to be able to eat the yerek of shvias. That's the problem. And therefore, you may be maybe the yerek of shvias lidei psul, because if it turns out to become tamei, you're going to have to burn it. And therefore, this is how the Rambam understands it. You're going to end up being mafsid shvias, and you can't bring shvias lidei psul. Rabbi Shimon, and they understand, is matir. He says that in general, and we find this in other places, we're going to see in the Gemara, in general, he holds that there's no iser being maybe possibly lidei psul. We don't take the chashash of the possible psul, and therefore it's not a problem. So you don't have to be careful not to cook it in Shemot Shotrum. Now, once we're talking about already, the mixture, remember that there's another issue. The other issue is whether it's tofes with its just, even if you don't mix it, it's tofes its value. We've already talked about that halacha. And that halacha is a fascinating kind of issue, because on the one hand, the Torah says in the Dinim of Yovel, which is the same as Shvias, ki Yovel hi kodesh tiyelachem. So kodesh tiyelachem means ma kodesh tofeset damav, so too av shviyas tofeset damav. That was our famous limud, that there's a new halacha, which we find only in a few very special cases, that it's possible for something to get the kedusha of the shviyas if you exchanged it for money. So then we said, but if that's the case, then it should be like Kodesh. And Kodesh, where the Kodesh is tov is Estoma, what's that called? Pidyon. It's not called Tmura, it's a Pidyon. So in the case of a Pidyon of Kodesh, either through literally saying, which the Gemara is going to question, can you do that for Shviyas? But certainly for buying it, the Kedusha goes off of the Kodesh, it goes on to the thing that you were put it with, right? Ah, but that doesn't happen with Shviyas. With Shviyas, the Kedusha never goes off of the original Shviyas. So it's the equivalent of Kedushas HaGuf that you'd be trying to transfer, that it won't leave, the Kedushas HaGuf is never going to leave, but it's not the equivalent, because over there, when it comes to Kodesh, you have a Tfisa of Domav only where it does actually leave. Over here, you have a Tfisa of Domav. The question is, and it's important to keep in mind, that there's means that there's two different levels. The actual goof of the Shvius never loses its dinner Shvius. The thing that you bought becomes, with it, becomes Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvius, but there, it's not a Kedusha Zaguf. It's like a Kedusha of Domim, so to speak. If you now transfer that for something else, so let's say you bought meat in exchange for your Paris of Shvius, and then you take the meat and exchange it for fish, the meat is no longer Kodesh, the fish is Kodesh. But the original Yerakot are always Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviyas. So what is that called? As we've said many, many times, that is called the Achron. Achron is Nitfas. The very last thing is the only thing that ends up being the Kedusha Shviyas. So the Achron, Achron, Nitfas B'Shviyit, which is the cases that we spoke about many times. You sold in Per Shviyas, and then you bought in Lokach Bosar. So then, Yotzu Adomim Lechulin, the Boser now becomes the Shvius. Lokach Beboser Dogim, Yotzu Aboser Adogim now become Nitvas Bekedusha Shvius. And that's, we say, Achron, Achron, Nitvas, but the Priyatzma remains Oser, no matter what. And therefore, this is no Gea, of course. Are you, have, need to worry about the Biur of something that's not even growing? Biur? A fish? Yes, biur of fish, if it was brought with Peres Shvius, and therefore it has Kedusha Shvius. Biur of meat, whatever it is, you will have to be. Mevayer, amazing. Okay, so as we said, this we learn out from the interesting interrelationship of Kedesh, Yovel is Kedesh, she lachem. Why don't we say all the way that the Kedesh is Yotze Lechulin and Shvius is Yotze Lechulin? That's because of the use of the word Tihiyeh. And remember, Tihiyeh is the way that the Torah tells us no existential changes are permitted. This is Shvius, was Shvius, remains Shvius, Tihiyeh, which does not appear by Kodesh, and therefore changes the whole halacha. So we're left with the Achron, Achron, there's no Tihiyeh on something that was Nitfas with the Kedusha. Okay, that will lead us to the question. The Nitfas by Kedusha, maybe you can even be paid it. Maybe you don't have to buy it. Maybe it's just like Kodesh. I'm going to be mechalal it. Would that help? That's going to be a question the Gemara raises. Now, we know that in Zvachim, where it has to do with bringing the Kodesh Lidei Psul, we have basically the same question. Because it says over there in Zvachim that a Kohanim, Rishaim Lishanot Bachilatan, the Kohanim can eat the Kodesh however they wish. Because it says, remember, Ani Natati lechem lemashcha, excuse me. Lemashcha, says the Gemara, means legedula, gederach shamalachim ochlim. So whatever you want to eat it, you want to eat it tsluyin, shlukim, mevushalim, eat it however you want. You want to put in all kinds of different spices in it. You like to eat it with ketchup, eat it with ketchup. Litein letokon tavle chulin, vitavle truma. Now, the words Divrei Rebbe Shimon, which the Gra takes out, is because later on, it's true that this is Rebbe Shimon. However, the question is, does the Mishnah say it's Rebbe Shimon? In the Mishnah, in Zvachim, it does say Divrei Rebbe Shimon. But it seems very clear from our sugya that the Yerushalmi did not have that girsa in the Mishnah, because it calls it Stam. And if it would have said Divrei Rebbe Shimon, it wouldn't be Stam. So because of that, the Gemara takes it out and says, okay, our sugya is apparently assuming that it doesn't say those words. Rebbe Meir, right there? Rebbe Meir says, no, you can't do that. Why? Because then the truma is going to be bought, lidei psul. You're putting in truma. The truma the Kohen had a right to eat for the next 20 years. Problem is, he put it into the food that was kodesh, which he only has the right to eat for another couple of hours. So what's going to happen if it now becomes noser, and then the truma is going to have to be burned? So therefore, we're bringing truma lebet psul. It's Rebbe Meir Shita that you cannot bring truma lebet psul, which means that the sugya in Zvachim and the sugya here is the same sugya, especially where the Rambam's learning that the question is about the truma. So if we're worried, I mean, the way the Rashi is learning, if we're worried about the truma, so then fine. But it doesn't really matter. Basically, it would be the same issue if we have to revert it and say you're going to end up messing up the Shviya stuff because the Truma becomes Nipsa like the Rambam. It's still the same. It's just the difference is whether it's about the Shviya, whether it's about the Truma. It's a little nicer, according to the Rashi, because then it's literally the same case. We're worried about the Shemin of Truma. So if these two sugyas are exactly the same, we got a problem. Because in one Mishnah, we view the Stoma is Rabbi Yudashita, that it's mutter. And in the other Mishnah, the stoma is Rabbi Meir, that it's actually usher, and Rabbi Yehuda comes to argue and say that it's mutter. Now, that's weird. I mean, if Rabbi is being sois in the Mishnah, so then it turns out, Asya turns out, so that, again, here, the Loshen that we have over here, again, with the Gra, is meant to go like this. So it turns out, therefore, Asya means it turns out that stoma da'acha is ki yechidah letaman. So the Stam Mishnah over here is actually going like the Das of the Yochid, namely Rabbi Meir over there. Because our Mishnah says, you're not allowed to do this because you may end up messing up whatever, either the Shemit Truma or the Shvias. But that's Rabbi Meir Shita. And over there, Rabbi Meir Shita is brought as a Das Yochid, that is Chaylik on the Tanakama, who is the equivalent of Rabbi Yehuda Shita here, right? And the Yechidah here is the one that is considered to be the Stam Mishnah there. So what do we do? Ella, so Lechora, if we have two Mishnayas in which we can no longer say, since Rebbe was Seisem Aliba, Rebbe Meir, or Rebbe was Seisem Aliba, Rebbe Yehuda, we're forced to say that since in our Mishnah is basically the Stam opinion is Rebbe Meir, so then we end up having to put this into a klal. What's that klal? Rabbi Meir for Rabbi Shimon. Halacha for Rabbi Shimon. Now, that is not a klal that's accepted in the Bavli. It's fascinating. It's like becomes a big machlokas at the poskim, whether because the Yerushalmi, the Bavli remains with a suffix, whether we go according to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai or like Rabbi Meir. And, these were the cases that we talked about with Rabbi Akiva and his Talmidim at the end of his life. Okay, so this was the Amud HaTorah. The question is, would we follow Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? So here the Yerushalmi paskins that we have a klal. As I said, it's not a klal muskim by the Bavli, that always the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon in such a case. Omer Rabbi Yosa, I wanted to find out what actually they used to do in the house of Rabbi Yanai. The house of Rabbi Yanai, we saw already before that there were a lot of issues that we paskin, like this was the thing that happened in the base Rabbi Yanai. So Rabbi Yosef says, I actually asked them, it was after the death of Rabbi Yanai, what did you guys used to do when it came to this question about Shvias and Truma? So they said, Amrin, I'll tell you what our minig was that Rabbi Yanai taught us. We would cook Shvias Yerakot in Truma, but only if it was edible immediately. In other words, we wouldn't make a lot of it so that it wouldn't come lidei psul. And we ate only what was going to be eaten immediately. So what does that imply to you? It implies that the halacha is like Rabbi Meir de Taman, meaning Rabbi Meir as the Shita in Zvachim, which is basically here the Stam. And that's going Aliba de Rabbanan, because basically, according to Rabbi Shimon, why would they only cook a little bit at a time? According to Rabbi Shimon, there's no problem of needing to worry about Mevi and the Trumli de Psul. He holds it's not an issue. So if in Rabbi Yannai, they said, no, look, apparently Rabbi Yannai Paskin Halacha is like Rabbi Meir, and that Rabbi Meir was also made that if there's no serious chashash of it's going with a psul, because you push it, you put in some salad oil into it at that moment, and you're about to eat it, we don't have to be chashash, it's going to be the psul, so you there, even Rabbi Meir would be made. So apparently, the halacha would therefore be following Rabbi Meir. That's what we have to say. Okay. Now, the last thing that we said was that the achron nitvas b'shviyas, but the pri itself always remains osir. Okay, so then we had our famous braisa that explains this. If you used, you went ahead and you took the peres of shviyas and you bought meat with it at the butcher shop, then you would have to get rid of v'zman habiur. You'd have to get rid of your meat together with your peres of shviyas. If then you took the basar at the butcher shop and you exchanged it for dogim, then the basar does not chayev in biur, but the dogim are chayev in biur. If then you went in and you bought oil with the dogim are no longer kadesh, and now the oil is kadesh. In other words, it's the achron. Achron that is always nitfas b'shviyas, while the pri atzma is aser. This is the way that it was described. We had this price many times. And that's the classic description of the order of the way in which we illustrate the achron achron. So now what I'm interested in is, why is it that every case that the Braisa brings of exchanging A for B and B for C and C for D, every single one of them was basically a barter situation, which is a sale, right? How come that's the only case we talk about? Why can't we talk about being mechalal it? I understand that you can't be mechalal the actual perishvias, the kedusha of the perishvias. I know that because even though it's compared to hagdish, it says tihiyah. Tihiyah means there's no way to take off. Remember, basically the word for chilul is literally to desecrate, to deconcentrate, right? So consecrate. So we're taking off. We're desecrating it. We're making it chilul. You can't do that because the Torah says it's always going to be kadosh. I understand that. But what about the stuff that I bought with it? Now, the stuff that I bought with it, that's similar to hagdish completely, because that's how I learned it out, right? Kodesh yelachem, and therefore it's tofes as domav. Okay, but hagdish that was tofes as domav, I can be paid it. So, admittedly, I cannot be put a perishvias, but how about if I bought meat. So you gave me an example. If you exchange the meat for fish, then the fish. How about if I didn't exchange the meat for fish? How about if I said, I want to be mechalal the kedusha shvius on this, from this meat, and I want to put it on this coin, or I want to put it on this fish, whatever. The same kind of thing that I would be able to do, let's say, being mechalal meiser. So I could be mechalal shvius. Would that work or not? So, b'mi hamer of Yochanan. Shvius. Ma'oshet etzei derech chilul. Can you lose Kedusha Shvias by actually doing an act of chilul, meaning desecrating it or deconsecrating it? Omar lo, why not? Why not? What's your question? The tiyah doesn't apply, right? And the whole mocker of the way in which we treat it with Kedusha is learned out from Kadesh. So then it should have the same thing in Kadesh. I don't understand what the problem would be. Omar Rabbi Lazar, not true. What Rabbi Yochanan said is a big mistake. Ein shvi'it yotzei derech chilul, ela derech mechira. There is no option. Now, it turns out that the mocker of Rabbi Lazar is not a svara. Rabbi Lazar actually learns this out. We saw this back in the Masechet Sukkah. He learns it out from the fact that the next pasuk after the din of Kodesh Shilachem is v'chitim k'ru memkar la'amitecha, which has nothing to do with it, but it's a smichus, and therefore it teaches us that only kitim kru memkar is kodesh ilachem, which means that there's a gzeras hakosuv, that the only way to transfer the kedusha off of shvius, even where it's the second order kedusha, because you already bought something else with it, is only through derech mechira and not through derech chilul. And in fact, we have a braisa like both. Which is the way the Bavli would say that, we have The idea is Tana Karebi Yochanan and Tana Karebi Lot. Okay, so first the Braita that is a riot to Rabbi Yochanan. Basnita misayal Rabbi Yochanan, because it says that somebody who has in his rishus, yesh lo ma'ot midmei shvi'it, and what he wants to be able to use the money for shvi'is for something else, and he wants to be mechalal the value of the shvi'is onto, let's say he's baking bread. So he wants to be mechalal on dough. You can do that. Mechalal. That's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan says. The second order of the Tvis of Kedusha Shvi'is, not the Pri itself, can be Mechulal. But we also have a Braisa that seems to go fairish like Rabbi Lazar, and that you can't do that. Because the Matnita, Misayel Rabbi Lazar. Because it says over there, what if a guy's got a real problem? He's got money of Shvi'is. So Yeshlo Sela Midme Shvi'is. He wants to go ahead and he wants to buy himself a new robe. Right? So rotsa lekach lo chaluk. So what does he do? So he's not allowed to use Kedusha Shvi'is to buy things that are not edible. So you can't go ahead and use Kedusha Shvi'is to buy yourself a robe. So what's he supposed to do? Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, what do you mean what's he supposed to do? What's the problem? He can get rid of the Kedusha Shvi'is by baking some bread and putting the Kedusha Shvi'is on the bread. I mean, he's got no problem at all. This braita creates a total rigmarole to enable him to get rid of the Kedusha Shvi'is, derech only Masiv Amatan, in which he's buying things. So obviously it holds like Reb Lazar. So what should he do? He should go to a makolet. And the guy in the makolet is a friend of his. So he understands he'll do him a favor, and he should say to the chenveni, to the makolet guy, he should say, listen, I'd like to buy some peirot with this money. Okay, so the makolet guy gives him these peirot in exchange for the sela, and now that means that the sela's Kedusha Shvi'is is now on the peirot. But now the peirot have Kedusha Shvi'is, and he didn't want that because, I mean, this was just a trick. So then he tells him, you know what, Mr. Makolet man, I'm giving you these peirot as a gift. You can keep these. And then the makolet man says, that's so sweet of you. I'm going to give you this money as a gift. What do you think of that? So he gives him the sela as a gift. And now he can go, and he's got a sela that is usable. And he now got a sela that is not Kadosh Bekdusha Shvi'is. The guy who did him the favor, did him a big favor, because even though he's going to be able to sell this stuff, but now he's got to put a sign on it that says, Kadosh Bekdusha Shvi'is. All right. But people are buying from him. So he didn't mind doing this for him. I mean, it's a heck of a rigmarole if all you needed to do was to say, the Kedusha of the Shvi'is in this sela is mechulal on my bread. So obviously this price holds that you cannot do that. Amazing. Okay. It's a little bit late and we finished the daf. I would have wanted to get up to the Mishnah, but we'll get up, Bezrat Hashem, get up to the mission tomorrow. Okay, Rabbosai, thank you for your patience. Wonderful sugyas. We're really starting to get a little bit clearer here on the Inyanim of Shemitah, having gone over it by now already 20 times. So, but it does gradually settle in, I think, right? Maybe by next Shemitah we'll be ready. Okay.
I just want to mention for my favorite Tosfos. The Tosfos says the coin has needed lamashkul igdula and should be eaten with mustard. If the
Kohen
doesn't like mustard, he doesn't have to have it with mustard.
Very good. All hearkening back to Avram Avinu and his Malachim. Okay, have a wonderful, wonderful day amidst Psuras Tevas, Yeshuas, and Nechomes, Kerefayin. And we hope to see you in such circumstances, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow. I'm very grateful. Kol Tov.